You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Playing this game called Rattle Off. Let's talk to sweet Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
Oh, you're surprised.
You seem surprised. Did you call us? Or
ooh, ooga booga.
No, I did. No, I'm just like nervous. I'm just really nervous.
It's okay. Right, so am I. Let's be nervous together.
Why would you be nervous? You're not thinking about those million plus people who are listening to you right now, are you?
So many.
No, I'm not thinking about that at all. Mm. I just normally call for the mind bender and I never get through. So now I'm just like really surprised that I got through, actually.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised too. Yeah. Oh. What are you doing this weekend? Anything that's fun that we'll be jealous of?
Well, actually, I just purchased a house, so I'll be doing some renovations to the house this weekend.
Well, we've been hearing that from a few people this morning.
Yeah. Huh.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you starting in on? What's the first thing?
We're fixing the bathroom. We got the floors in, so we have to get the bathrooms fixed. So that's my next project.
Yeah, toilets are a bit of a necessity.
Yes,
you want to get those in. Yeah.
Yeah, just get one of those porta potties out back for a while. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to try it?
Yes. Let's do
it. Okay, now listen. I got to tell you something. I've got a follow-up on something that happened on this show yesterday, but I'm going to start by giving you the category that we have tried now three times. You will make the fourth time. We have tried in 10 seconds five movies starring Tom Hanks. Five movies with Tom Hanks. Ready and go.
Man.
Wow.
I don't know any.
You don't know any Tom Hanks movies.
Why is this so hard?
I don't know.
He's been around for years. He's made a million movies.
Well.
Wow.
I think it must have just been your nerves.
Put the picture. Yeah, it might be the nerves and putting the picture to the face of who Tom Hanks is.
Who Tom Hanks is?
You're not sure who Tom Hanks is?
No.
Jess.
This is horrible. I know.
Go look him up right now and see. You'll be like, him.
You are absolutely adorable, and we're so glad you called. I hope you have and good luck with your house remodel, okay?
Have fun.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, Jessica.
Huh. That is surprising.
Here's your follow-up. Do you remember the phone call yesterday when we were talking about the Tom Hanks movie called Cloud Atlas?
Yes, the woman said it was horrible.
She said she spent a full minute telling us that it's a waste of time, it's the worst thing, it was horrible, blah, blah, blah. It's nearly 3 hours long, by the way.
Right.
We sat down last night at 6 o'clock. We spent the $3.99 on Amazon Prime to rent Cloud Atlas, and we watched the whole thing. I have two things to say about it. One, I can see why she said that, because it is so unlike any other movie out there that the majority of people probably go, ooh, thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, I really liked it.
Oh, okay.
It was so unusual, and it's such a cool, weird blending of multiple stories that I really liked it. I'm not going to say I loved it, but I really liked it.
It was worth your $4 or whatever you spent.
It was absolutely worth $4, but again.
And Tom Hanks said that was one of his favorites to make.
One of his favorites to make.
Top three.
That he enjoyed making.
Okay.
And here we go. I can see why most of our listeners, if they rent it now, they'll say, Dom, you're an idiot. That movie sucks. But it's a really, it's just not like any other movie.
All right.
And I think that's why so many people didn't like it.
Okay.
I give it two thumbs up.
All right.
That's the update. Where's Carlo? Hello, Carlo. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
It's going great. What are you doing this weekend?
Have a pretty good weekend. I'm going to go tomorrow to a Friendsgiving with some friends. And then on Sunday, I'm going to the Broncos game.
Oh, wow. Jam-packed,
man. Look
at
you. Where are your seats? You got good seats?
No. Nosebleeds. So
it's all right. You're still going to be there. You're going to have fun. You're going to sneak some turkey in your pockets and get in the stadium.
Exactly. A turkey leg never hurt.
That's right.
Never hurt anyone.
That's funny.
You know, you could do that thing where you wait until, you know, after the game's been on for like 10 minutes, and then you find one of those people out front selling, you know, pretty good seats for dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm. Work your way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, try that next time.
Bad idea.
Hey, listen, have fun. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys in the morning?
Let's do it.
All right. 10 seconds. We need five. This is weird. Five things that you might find at a truck stop.
Oh.
Okay. 10 seconds, Carlo. Five things you might find at a truck stop. Ready and go.
There were trucks. Trying to think. Gas. Snacks.
Darn it.
I thought you might get that one.
Man. Yeah, you can.
I know.
Soda.
You might have overthought it.
Prostitutes?
Yeah, I think so.
Carlo, have a great time at the game. Thank you for being on the show, sir.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Later, buddy.
Thank you, Carlo. We appreciate you. Hello, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi.
What's new this weekend? Anything fun?
Maybe a School of Mines football game and a concert Saturday night.
What's the concert?
Well, actually, it's a band that I used to belong to, a symphonic band, but they stopped for COVID and they just started up again.
Mm, they didn't invite you to be part of it now?
Well, yeah. I chose to lay out another 6 months.
Just hang out, huh?
I was just
messing.
What do you play? Play
the flute.
The flute.
Oh. Do you have one handy right now? Is it anywhere near you?
No.
Good.
Because we would make you play.
No, I don't want to hear that, Sherry.
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Are you?
Well, she better be. She's part of some symphonic group. Okay, awkward silence.
Hey,
all
does
right,
the flute? Wait, does the flute have the thing where you got to empty the spit out?
No, you just take the top part off, call the head joint, and just kind of shake it out at the end of your session.
Oh, shake God. It off. Shake it.
Shake off the head joint.
We have a nice little stick, and you put a cloth on there, and then you
get in there and clean it out,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yuck.
You don't find too many pop and or rock bands anymore that have flutes, but it used to be the thing back in the day where a lot of them had a flute player, so I wish more bands would do that. I think, didn't Ann Wilson, the lead singer of Heart, didn't she also play the flute on some of their recordings? I think she did.
I don't know. I don't recognize the name, but I know Ian Anderson and Tim Weisberg back in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Tim Weisberg.
Yeah. The Jethro Tull dude was the first guy you mentioned, right? So
yes.
Ian Anderson, yeah. Mm-hmm. He would stand on one leg while he played the flute, as I recall.
Oh.
And the Pied Piper.
No, that's right. He would stand. Find pictures of him. He would stand on one leg.
Why?
With his other foot, you know, up against
his
knee.
Who is this? Am I looking up?
Who? Ian Anderson.
Ian Anderson?
Mm-hmm. Look him up.
Why was he standing on one foot to make
that's
it more dramatic?
That's the way he performed on stage during their shows.
Why?
I don't know. Ask him. Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull. Get an image and you'll see him standing on one leg.
Well, he's going to town on that flute, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's on one leg.
One leg.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to make the flute. He's just trying to make the flute more rock star-ish.
But it can be. You know that bumper music we've got from Brick? That song called Daz, that goes to town on the flute, too. And that's funk music with flute. Funk with flute.
There you go.
Look it up.
All right.
Sherry, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I am insistent that somebody get this truck stop one. 10 seconds. Oh. Five different things that you might find. Don't
it's
overthink
easy.
It. Five things you might see at a truck stop. Ready and go.
A cafe, snacks to go, toy semi-trucks. Gum, gasoline, other truck drivers,
and prostitutes, Sherry.
And hookers, yes.
And
right.
Hookers.
No.
You're a winner!
Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I knew that one could be
That's
done.
Easy, Sherry.
Thanks.
You could have done that standing on one foot.
Hey,
oh,
see what
flutes.
He did there?
Flute jokes.
Well, this is great. You made my weekend. I haven't been to the Melting Pot in quite a while.
Oh, my God. You're going to tear it up, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Love that place.
Save room for the chocolate fondue at the end, right?
Oh, yes.
You should bring your flute and suck it up into your flute, into your mouth. Do it, Sherry.
It'll be all gone in one sip.
Hey, listen, stand by so Josh can have a few words with you about your prize,
thanks,
okay?
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I've been listening to you since just before Dom and Jane, so I'm one
good
of those
God.
Long time.
Holy crap.
I know.
That's a long time.
Yes.
Well, you have our immense appreciation and thanks. So.
Yeah, we all appreciate you too, guys.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank
listen,
you.
Listen, stand by. Don't go away. I'm telling you,
wow.
Our listeners are the greatest on the planet.
That's a long time. That's when radios were made out of wood.
That's good for you. You know what? I'll give you.
Hey,
that's pretty good.